Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
There's a peace I've come to know. Though my heart and flesh may fail, there's an anchor for my soul. There's a peace I've come to know. Though my heart and flesh may fail, there's an anchor for my soul. I can say it is well. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. The victory is won. He is risen from the dead, and I will rise. When he calls my name, no more sorrow, no more pain. I will
I will rise with Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. We will rise, as the word of God says. For sure, we are going to rise, as the word of God says, because I trust.
Okay, we go. Glad to be here on God Tealer 7. Today is Sunday, November 13th, 2022. I'm here with Barbara. Say, Barbara. Say hello, Barbara.
Hey, guys. We're back again. We love you guys.
All right. So, which is weird is I got the prophecy. And so Barbara is going to read the scripture. And before we get started, and Barbara knows this, and occasionally we get some questions like, how do you hear? How do you get these? Is it sound like words? Is it, you know, this and that? So, and I think, Barbara, you could answer what you get. But occasionally, and this is really, really strange, and I might have said this on another video, but what happens is I'll be awake, laying in bed with my eyes closed, and all of a sudden, you know, when you have your eyes closed like I do right now, it's dark, obviously, but I'll see white clouds, okay, and they'll be swirling clockwise, okay? And then a few minutes later, that's when I heard it, and that's what happens.
Yes, and I get that.
Do you
exactly
get that?
What you get when I'm getting a vision.
Oh, wait. Sometimes, I mean, I probably haven't got a vision in a year or two, and I don't know the last time I got, it's probably been 3 or 4 weeks since I got a prophecy. I think being sick, you know.
That's it, and then on medication, that's another thing that will block you from getting prophecy messages. I know that from me.
Right, so again, so before I got this word, I didn't even ask him. He came right straight out. We had a conversation, you know, and I don't have many conversations. So I just want to tell you a couple of things he said. He told me what's going on with me is supernatural as far as me being sick. It has
spiritual battle, yes.
It's a spiritual battle. How it's going
to
end
stop
up.
Stop you. That's what it is to stop you, to stop me.
Right. How it's going to end up, I don't know. He didn't seem that was important. What was more important was that we do our job and we do what we're doing. That was the focus of what he said. So since
yes, that's why I told the Lord, I said, I don't care what happens. As long as I can speak, I will continue to do the word, no matter, even if I'm upside down in the hospital and all in whatever, I'm doing it.
And I've seen you in almost that shape doing that.
I know. And I still got a prophecy, remember?
Yes. And then I brought up Vladimir Putin because I just brought up the name. And I said, you gave me a prophecy, and you said he was going to be of the terror nations. And you know what he said?
Yes.
Isn't he? I said,
yes.
Yeah. And I said, I just expected that he was going to start a nuclear war or something. And he basically said, I didn't say that. All I said is he was going to be of the terror of nations. Is he
yes,
the terror of nations?
Terror of nations. You threaten them with something like that.
Well,
and I got the Holy Spirit all over
he,
me.
He has nations all throughout Europe and running around and looking for fuel and looking to increase their military spending. So he is the terror of nations. But let's get back going on what we're supposed to do here. So I'm going to let you read the scripture, and then I'm going to read the prophecy. Would you call this one a humdinger?
Well, since you didn't get one in a long time, I was really, really surprised, and yes, I do.
Okay, go on. You got the scripture.
Okay, so I'm in King James Version Bible, my grandpa's Bible, 1 Chronicles, let's see, chapter 29, verse 11. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty for all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Wow, I got the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, let me see if there's any. Let me do one more.
No, sure, go.
Both riches and honor come of thee, and you reignest over all. And in time, hand is power and might, and in thine hand is it to make great and to give strength unto all. Okay, that's as far as I'm going to go.
And you'll see how that scripture really goes with this prophecy, right? You agree, Barbara?
Yes.
Okay.
No, I was just thinking about the first time I got a prophecy, and it was in the morning, and we were sleeping. And I said to you, what did you say?
Yeah, and I remember
like,
that.
What? Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do. I do remember
that. I said, is that you? You go to sleep. I said, can't you?
I just figured you were dreaming.
Yeah, go to sleep. I have to go to work.
Yeah, it was
and then
early.
I was repeating it, and it was a prophecy. My hair stood up.
All right, so let me get going here. Judgment comes quickly to the unawakened. That's how it started, and I heard that a number of times, so you know how that works when you hear that repeated over and over. All shall be held accountable for their transgressions against me. The face of nations shall change in the twinkling of an eye. Does death not open the eyes of the unbelievers? That gave me the Holy Ghost.
Yes, I got the chills from my head to my foot.
What began with darkness shall end with light, for it is I who am the light of the world. Truth shall not be held hostage to deceit and treachery. I shall put my words in your mouth. Heavenly events shall appear suddenly, and all shall tremble with my power and majesty. Hearts shall grow faint. The skies shall open, and I shall stand before you in all my glory. I mean, I got goosebumps from head to foot here.
Awesome.
Does this day not come quickly? Let thy spirit bear witness to these words this day. Amen.
Whoa. Well, yes, the spirit did bear witness because I got the Holy Spirit all over me. That's what I usually say. That's the Holy Spirit bearing witness to what is being spoken.
All right, so before we forget, you're going to do your proclamation of the day.
Yes, I have to proclaim something.
Go
now,
for
I started proclaiming this on September 24th, 2022. I'm proclaiming the day of vengeance of our Lord is at hand. Look around. Yes, you can see all the signs. It is.
Okay. This one part of this prophecy, and I think it's going to get a lot of comments on it, because this, I never got anything like this, and I don't know what it means. In case, I know we're going to ask, what does it mean? Heavenly events shall appear suddenly? Wow.
Yes, I think I have two of them.
Saying heavenly events?
Yes.
Wow.
In the heavens, you are going to see things.
Amazing.
Supernatural things, I think mine says.
Yeah, well, that made my hair stand up.
Yes, and my hair is standing up right now just repeating it, because when I got it, I was like, what could we be seeing in the heavens?
Yeah.
But it says, look at the sun, the moon, and the stars, and everything else.
Right. So
or could it go in the other direction? We're hearing things about UFOs and all this kind of stuff, aliens and fallen angels. You don't know what this is.
No, I have no idea what this is. I didn't even ask. I just speak what I'm told. But I want to take a minute now before we get off track anymore and thank everybody for all the transcripts and support we get from everyone. And I want you to know you make a difference in this ministry, and your support allows us to help others. And I don't know if you ever heard from our buddy in Romania.
No, I didn't hear from him yet, but I want to say thank you for the lovely Thanksgiving cards from Jill. We got one from Dean, and they're beautiful. Thank you so much.
Yes, and
I didn't hear from Ivo. I know that last time I talked to him, they were actually warring there.
Right.
So he said it took a month for him to be able to get to the bank and whatever was happening.
Right. Well,
I just hope
he's concerned.
Not sick or hurt.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I hope he's not sick. And we do read all your comments, and we appreciate your input, and we try to get back to you, and we do. If we don't answer everyone, It's not when you ask for prayer, it's just that sometimes when we read it, we're just so overwhelmed, we can't answer every comment sometimes, but we do ask for prayer. So I think that's really important.
Sometimes 200 comments on there, or 400 even.
Yeah, sometimes there's more. So sometimes we just get overwhelmed. So don't think we're, don't get offended that we're forgetting you or, we're not reading these. We are.
Yes, if we just don't comment,
yes,
that's it.
Exactly. We try to. We try to get to everyone, but sometimes we just get overwhelmed and then this life gets in the way and we just don't get back to it. But we do pray for you and your situation. Is there anything else you want to add?
I want to tell everybody to make sure they're still subscribed to the YouTube channel and hit the notification button. People are being unsubscribed. It's not us. And again, share on Facebook because they aren't.
Yes, and I think this is an important prophecy, and I personally would appreciate it if you share this one around because I got the the sense in my spirit that this is very important what I got because I don't get a lot of them.
What I do normally is I put them in. I'm in several of end time groups, and I usually post them to the groups too.
Great. All right. You want to add anything before we sign off?
I think we covered everything. Did we need prayer for anybody?
Oh, why don't you say your prayer before we?
Oh, yes. So bless me indeed. I know everybody likes that one.
Yeah, I like that one.
The prayer of Jabez. Father in heaven, in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, bless me indeed, my territory. Keep evil and the devil away from me and my family. And please don't ever let me cause anyone harm or pain. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Dear Lord, please pour out a blessing on all of your friends on the YouTube channel and Facebook. We've got a lot of new people. Welcome. Pour out a blessing on them. Pour out a spiritual blessing on everyone waiting for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Pour out a blessing on their health, a blessing on their family, a blessing on their marriage, and most importantly to me, a blessing on the children, all the children. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray.
Amen. And I just want to thank everybody for your concern about my health. And,
we are Feather.
Well, it's in his hands. This is a spiritual battle, and if I'm going to get better, it's going to be his will, and it's not going to be any doctors or medicine or anything else. That's what I heard. So that's what's going on. But I appreciate the prayers and the comments, and I'm going to sign off before we get too long because I have to try to upload this, okay?
Yes, God bless you all, and be safe. We love you guys.
Shalom.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining me once again on my YouTube and Rumble channels. Today is November the 14th of 2022, and I'd like to share with you another word from the Lord today. I hope you are all doing well, that you are encouraged in the Lord, and that you are excited about what the Lord has in store for you in these days. For those of you who are new to my channel, please take a minute to subscribe and to click the notification bell for notification of further videos. Once again, I thank those of you who are leaving comments on my videos and assuring me that these words are blessing your lives. I thank you all for your prayers and support by continuing to follow these videos. The word I'd like to share with you today is an exciting one for those who have an intimate relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord has been speaking about His coming, that He is coming sooner than we think. And as His word says, at a time when we aren't expecting it. And though this word is encouraging for those who are ready, for those who may be listening, who have not given themselves completely to the Lord, those who do not spend time with the Lord in prayer, and they do not have an intimate relationship with the Lord, this word comes as a warning, but also as an encouragement that the Lord is giving a short window of time yet for those who haven't fully connected with Him to make a change and to put the effort in that is needed to come into right relationship with Him. We know the Lord has been doing a work in the hearts of His people and in people everywhere. He has given out His invitation to come and to receive what He has to offer. And the ears of many have been hearing this call. This word today, once again, expresses the Lord's heart to sup with us, to change us, to transform us, and to prepare us for His return. I hope this word today will bless all who hear it. It is titled, The In-Gathering. I'll begin by reading scripture. Matthew 24, verse 31. And He will send out His angels with a loud trumpet call, and they will gather His elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. This scripture verse speaks of a great ingathering of those who belong to the Lord. In the Bible, this ingathering is referred to as the harvest. Matthew 7, verses 13 through 14. Enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide, and the way is easy that leads to destruction. And those who enter by it are many, for the gate is narrow, and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few. This passage of Scripture refers to the way that we come into right relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. It tells us the gate to this way is very narrow, and not many find it, because there is an easier way with a wider gate. However, that way leads to destruction. I'll begin reading this word. The nations are being gathered from every corner of the earth, says the Lord. They are streaming into Zion, to the holy place, to worship the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The winds of the Spirit are gathering them in, and they are being carried on the breeze. I have released the heavenly hosts into the earth to gather in the harvest. The nets are being filled and hauled in, for the ingathering of the peoples has begun. From the north, south, east, and west, all the elect of the earth are being gathered in, and soon the King will come to receive His own unto Himself. The wedding feast has been prepared, and those who come to partake and eat and drink of the table prepared for them are being transformed into the likeness of the Son, and are being made ready to receive their King. They are being joined with the Bridegroom and being made one with Him. Many are they who cannot enter in, for they are without the oil of the Holy Spirit, and though they confess to know the Father with their mouths, their hearts are far from Me, says the Lord, and their lamps are empty. The invitation has gone out throughout the whole earth, and only those who hear My voice are coming, for those who hear the shepherd's voice are His sheep. Those who enter are entering through the narrow way. Many have tried to enter by the wide road, and they are unable, for this road leads to destruction. And many have been deceived by this way. This is a warning to those who find they are on the wide road and have wandered far away. Repent, turn around, and run back to find the narrow way, for the time is short, and soon the doors to the wedding feast will be closed. make every effort to enter in through the narrow way, for this is the only way that leads to life. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God and seek his face, for the judgment will come swiftly upon those who are left outside. It will be as in the days of Noah, when the people filled with unbelief were caught unaware. The doors to the ark were closed, and the floods came and washed them all away. Follow the less traveled path, says the Lord, and you will gain the prize that waits at the end for those who faithfully endure. The rains of righteousness are falling, and a righteous standard is being raised up throughout the land. The waters of holiness are rising and washing away impurities in the lives of those who receive them. Continue to bathe in the waters, continue to soak in them, and let them do their work. For a great separation is coming, and soon the righteousness of God shall rise up and shine forth from within those who receive the cleansing work of the waters. Your king will come, and with him are rewards for those who obey his voice, for those who have longed for his coming, for those who long for the salvation of God to come to the nations. I am the light of the world, and I have come to shine the light into the darkness. I have chosen you to carry my light into places of darkness. As you enter these places, the darkness will be pushed back by the light that shines forth from you. You may not see this light in yourself, but those who walk in darkness will see the light. The light will increase as you take on the image of Christ, as you receive the infilling of the Holy Spirit, as you draw near to the Lord and let go of the things of this life to follow him. Seek first the kingdom of God, and everything you need will be provided, says the Lord. I want to change you, to take you out of darkness and bring you into the light and life of the sun. In this place you will walk without stumbling, for the concerns of the present life will not have a hold on you. You will walk and not faint, for you will be carried on the wing as the eagle. Let me take you up where you will see all things as I see them, says the Lord. The eyes of your understanding will be opened, and you will perceive the things of the Spirit. Come away with me. Let me take you higher. Do not look to man. Do not lean on the wisdom of man. But look to your heavenly Father, for he desires that you enter into the fullness of the Son, that you take on his character and his likeness, that you be transformed into his image. All creation yearns for the revelation of the sons of God, for the righteousness of the Son of God to shine forth through those who are chosen of him. And this is the time, my beloved, says the Lord. Seek me, draw near to me, sit at my feet and learn of me, and allow me to turn your mourning into dancing by the transforming power of my Spirit. Bring your cares to me, your burdens, those things that bring you down, and I will lift you up. I see your affliction, and I long to pull you up out of the miry clay and put your feet upon the rock. I have a plan for you. I have a work for you, but you must anchor into me, your rock, so that nothing will be able to hold you back from accomplishing that which I have prepared for you to do, says the Lord. This word today is an expression of God's heart for the people he created. His desire is that none would perish. He has made a way for each one to enter into the fullness of his Spirit, to be made ready for the coming of the Lord. But in order to qualify, we need to go through that narrow way, which is through the cross of Christ, repenting of our sins, turning from our wicked ways, allowing the Holy Spirit to cleanse us and to heal us and to bring us into right relationship with the Lord. This word today speaks of the gathering in of the elect of Christ from all the corners of the earth. The Lord has called us into his wedding feast, to the banqueting table set before us, where we sup with the Lord and receive the transforming work of the Holy Spirit, because a separation is coming soon between the righteous and the unholy. And though there is a window of time to make things right with the Lord, that time is very short, and God's judgment will come swiftly, catching many off guard who have wandered in a wrong direction. This word today is an invitation to all of us to come and receive the cleansing work of the Holy Spirit. May we have ears to hear the voice of the Bridegroom calling us, and may we obey his voice. May we seek the kingdom of God over all things. May we take time with the Lord, sitting in his presence, reading his word, getting to know him intimately, trusting him alone to lift us up and establish us firmly upon the rock of Christ. I hope this word today will encourage you to draw nearer to the Lord, to make him a priority in your life, the center of all that you do. May we all be sensitive to God's call to come away with him, to be transformed by the power of his Spirit. May you be blessed and encouraged in this day. Thank you for listening, and I look forward to connecting with you in the next video. Have a great afternoon, and we'll talk to you again. Bye for now.
Hey, everybody. It looks like we are live. There we go. Sometimes the light just looks so dim. man, let me see. Should I keep it here? Let's go. I'll keep it there. So, hey, everybody. I know that this is so short minute and not prepared for many people. So I don't expect too many people to jump in here tonight. This week and even last week, the Lord was giving me a prophecy. And in receiving this prophecy, hey, everybody, he gave it to me in pieces and he finished it this week. This prophecy began over a couple of weeks ago. And in this prophecy, I was speaking to somebody, and as far as what I was praying about and speaking to the Lord about was things to come in the months. I wasn't seeking anything specific. I wasn't seeking anything interesting. I was just seeking the Lord on what's coming in these next months. What is a month that I should be looking for? In that time when I was seeking the Lord on, like, what is a month that I should be looking for? I saw the month of December clearly in an open-eyed vision on the phone. And when I saw that, I received it, and I knew it wasn't good. I knew whatever it was not good. It wasn't a yay December thing. It was a oh boy. And I didn't have any revelation after that. So a couple of days, maybe 4 or 5 days, go by, and I'm seeking the Lord. Of course, I'm still doing the usual, guys. Welcome, everybody. How y'all doing? And around that fourth or fifth day, I don't know where I was, but I was speaking to the Lord and I was talking to him. And he showed me a vision of a lights out scenario in December. And he showed me a whole like city. And I saw that the finger of God would flicked it down and it went switched off. The whole power just switched with a flick. And I saw this open-eyed in the bathroom and I was seeking the Lord like, did I really just see what I think I saw, Lord? And I was like, Father God, I'm seeking you on your confirmations and counsel, you know, testing the spirit. And he showed me three times. He showed me three times. And the second time, it seemed to be better than the first time of what he was revealing to me. And so this is where this is about to begin. Within about 2 weeks, I got the month of December, once again, and then days after that, the Lord showed me a lights out. Recently this week, God brought it back to my attention. Hey, I sent you a vision of a lights out scenario in December. Seek me on it. And so I did, because I wasn't keeping up with that. Because I didn't think it was, I didn't know what to do about it. I just understood it, but I didn't know what to go about it. So he took me further deeper there. So this week is what he finalized it. So this is just a puzzle piece. When I say that he finalized his prophecy, is he gave me the whole piece, not the story. Understand? He gave me the whole piece that he was wanting to give me, not the whole story. So I still have a puzzle piece. Yet, even though I have a puzzle piece, it's completed, okay? That's what I'm coming to present to you. I wasn't expecting to do this week. After receiving this prophecy, I instantly knew I needed to get this out. This wasn't for Sunday. This is to get this out now. So, appreciate everyone being here for the live. I know many people didn't, this wasn't a huge notice. This was like within 2 hours, here you guys go. So, I know many people won't see this. And that's totally fine. I'm just following the Lord on this. But those who are here and those who will see this later, if you have questions about this prophecy, you can ask me, but I ask that everyone seek the Lord first on everything. If you have revelations to give about this, of course, share it. And yeah, so then went in with the chat. How y'all doing there? What's up, family? Good to see you all in here. How you doing, Ben Flores? I haven't seen you in a while. Hey, Thomas. Good to see you in here finally and alive. It's been a long time. Hey, Tiffany. Hey, everybody. So what the Lord gave me, this was actually, he completed this prophecy on the 4th. That was about 2 days ago. As I was receiving this, I was just spending my normal time with the Lord. Once again, I wasn't seeking him about this. As I'm spending time with God, he brought me my attention here. So he brought my attention back to December. And he brought my attention back to where I saw it was, the interesting thing was the power went out even in the forestry area of neighborhoods. I wasn't just seeing city areas. It was like I was seeing homes between forests and the power would go out. And when I saw God's finger, his pointer finger, just flick his finger down, and the whole power went off like a switch. From there, God begins to talk to me, okay? And so I go ahead and approach the Lord. I'm like, Lord, you showed me December and about this whole power outage by a switch of your finger. I said, as I was seeking him, the Lord was starting to show me a vision, and he started to speak to me, okay? How you doing from Austin, Texas? Good to see you here. Welcome. He started showing me that this power outage was because of a cold, a very, very hard cold. And then he showed me, because I was seeing a vision of a neighborhood, and I'm going to get more into this neighborhood I was seeing because the details of this neighborhood are very important, but I'm going to start and just give this now and then go further back into it. The Lord was revealing to me is that this cold that is going to come, there's going to be specific areas. This will not be all over America. Once again, this will not be all over America. Understand that. Based on what I saw that this cold was sweeping over so much of the West Coast, the Northern West Coast, and the Northern Midwest. It hit Washington State for sure. It seemed to skip a state and then hit another state. Skip another state and hit another state. And this seemed to go all the way into Ohio. It seemed to only cover the main Northern West and Midwest cities. Okay, it did not go down to Arizona. It was not hitting Texas. It wasn't hitting Southern California. It wasn't hitting New Mexico, those locations. It was not touching there. Yet, places like Colorado, Washington State, Nebraska, maybe Wyoming. You see how I just named those states and how they were scattered? This is how I saw on a map God was revealing to me that when this cold comes, it's not going to sweep every state, but it's going to penetrate certain ones. It's going to penetrate certain states. I mean, certain states are about to get this hit so hard. Okay. And I'm not so fully sure. Well, now I know God just said it to me. Cool. I got it. I know why it's going to be selective states, and I'm about to get into that. So after this cold, I'm watching this. I begin to ask God in the vision, why is the technology operating the way it is? Why are certain things being shut down and certain cities not? Because it makes no sense. Cold weather doesn't skip states, right? A cold storm hits everything. But I saw states skip as far as power outages. And I'm not saying the whole state was. I was seeing states highlighted. I was seeing states highlighted where power outages were happening. Was I revealed that this was the whole entire state out of power? That was not revealed to me. But I did see certain states that were skipped highlighted. Now, what God was revealing to me is why they were skipped, even though the storm was hitting every state in that region. It's because the technology was speaking to technology. Okay, the Holy Spirit had me see this and understand this. He said it this way. He said, my notes say that, he said, because of the cold and technology speaking to technology, the Holy Spirit was letting me know that operation systems will fail. He said the operation systems of the power will fail, and other operation systems will have to cover that system. Understand? And then he said, this will cause power to be lost elsewhere, because this AI of our power grid is going to have to cover other things. That means other power is going to be lost down. That's not going to cover that. You see what I'm saying? And the domino effect happened. So the Holy Spirit is revealing to me that's why certain states seem to be skipped of this penetrating power outage of this freeze. Okay. Now going on, the Lord, after sharing that with me, I took a second in the vision and just tried to soak everything in because it was so raw what God was showing me. After God spoke this to me, because I didn't see the great freeze yet. I was only seeing cold weather and a very bad response to it. I asked the Lord, what is the cause of this? Because I knew that this cold weather could not be the case. This cold weather a cold weather like this doesn't cause this. It doesn't. I've traveled a lot and I've seen weather in different states and even different countries. That doesn't work that way, right? So the Lord was showing me is that I see God say, a freeze, a dry cold is what's coming. I hear the Lord say a freeze, a dry cold. And when he said dry, I also knew he meant bitter. I knew he meant dry, bitter, cold. And I understood as I was listening to the Lord, after he said dry, bitter, cold, I instantly heard the sound of a ice cold blowing wind. And then when the cold air starts to hit metal and wood, it starts to crack, that crackling from the cold increasing and expanding. I began to hear that after God said that. I heard it so clearly. I said, I hear the crackling of ice. And then I see cities. I see many cities in lockdown by ICE, not by government. The cities were in lockdown by ICE, not by government. Now, what I mean by this, it was not because the government locked down the cities. The cities were stalled out just because of weather. It wasn't like there was an alarm saying, everyone stay in your homes, don't come out. No, that people didn't come out because of the cold weather that locked them down. Now, once again, this is not in every state. This is not all over America. This was in the northern, west, midwest, that whole section from the West, Washington State all the way to Ohio. There's about two layers of states that were peppered. Some states were skipped that were in power outages, okay? So remember the region I'm talking. Now, other regions that seem to be affected, certain regions on the East Coast were affected. Like I believe I saw North Carolina. I believe some northern regions like New York, Virginia, these places will be affected up there in the northern region. But the East Coast was not nearly as vulnerable as the mid-northern West Coast. It was only a few states I saw highlighted, okay? Once again, the power grid is really influencing all of this, this AI. Hey, everybody, good to see you in here. Welcome, welcome. Yes. Thank you all for joining in here today. Yes, I know I'm live. It's not really scheduled, but just doing what the Lord showed me. To continue, so I said it was locked down by ICE, not by government. Once again, I kept hearing this as I started to, as God started to show the vision to me. Bitter winter. Dry cold. It was like this was the reoccurring thing over and over and over. Bitter winter, dry cold. I kept hearing it. I kept sensing it. It was those who have the gift of visions and many of those who are seers, you can, when you're in visions many times and those who are just in that meditation space with God, you can sometimes sense and feel like you're actually there. And as the vision was opening to me, I could feel the air on my skin. It was like having sandpaper rub against you. I felt, I could hear the dry air coming out of people's mouths and understanding they were doing this. They were doing that. They were trying to get warmth in their body. I understand there was, it was random because there's people randomly walking around. Yet there's not many people walking around. And in this vision, it was very peculiar to me. I would see a woman, and she was layered. She had the gloves on, mittens. She had a hat on. She had a scarf. She had long hair. She had about two layers of clothes. And she was walking in the street, and I could feel the dry air coming out of her mouth, and there was no moisture. It was such a dry, bitter cold. It's like it didn't hurt. But man, the cold made you agitated. The cold made you agitated. It was like this cold, it's like it's cutting into me, but it's drying me out so hard. The bad thing was it wasn't just the cold air, it was the drying out of it, okay? So I'm seeing this, and I keep hearing the Lord say, bitter winter. I also hear the Lord say, extravagant winds. That will be so cold. I then see, I'm going to go back into the neighborhood vision where I saw that woman because there's more and the people walking. But God took me to another vision where I was looking at, once again, the northern west coast. And I was looking like lanes of states. If you were to look at the states sideways and just kind of stand and look at the West Coast, you could find like there's lanes, there's three lanes of states. As I was looking in that direction of the West Coast, there was three lanes of these cones of air, like these tubes of air. And God was showing me there's going to be straight line winds that are going to blow extremely hard through states. This is going to be straight line winds through states. And it's going to blow so very hard from the northern west coast, the midwest coast, and even a little bit lower. It's going to be so strong. These winds are about to be extremely strong. And I understood they're carrying such cold air that's going to blast these states with dry, cold air. It's like having someone, it's like putting a vacuum on the opposite way and blowing it in a cone shape through multiple states in a straight line through Washington, North Dakota, all those states in a line. You can do that. So that's what I was seeing to give you guys an understanding. And so God was showing me extravagant winds of cold air that were going to come through multiple states. And they were going to just, it was like there was nothing that could stop them. And they all came from the West Coast. As God showed me that, the Lord is showing me they're going to blow multiple straight lines of cold air over the lands. As God was showing me this, I was getting really in a little despair because I'm like, Lord, this cold air is not, there's no way, based off of what I'm seeing, that it's not going to be some heavy casualties from this. And the Lord showed me, after showing me these straight line winds, because these winds would overtake the power. Understand what I'm saying. I know we had Hurricane Ian, and that supposedly topped 230 something miles an hour. They had to upgrade it to a hyper hurricane or something. They had to upgrade hurricanes. We had that for, that's never happened, despite whatever governmental influences were on that. That has never happened. God is showing me that these straight line winds that are going to blast over the West Coast is going to overtake power. Power won't be able to withstand the force of this cold, dry air and the winds behind it. The poles, they're not durable enough. Joe Biden, because the Holy Spirit is telling me this, Joe Biden had no care for the nation of any resilience to any type of natural disaster. Joe Biden has left it for defeat. And so they are allowing these things to take place on purpose. Okay? That's why some of these infrastructures of energy are going to fail, guys. We brag about our military and our technology, but we don't understand. They're very selective on how they advance our technology and lifestyle on purpose. They're extremely selective. And I'll leave that there because that gets really deep. But to go on, okay, the Lord showed me, because I was like, man, there's what's going to happen, God? Because this is looking real bad, okay? As I kept, after seeing this vision, I closed my eyes. And I just felt led to close my eyes, and then the Lord showed me. I saw Christians in their home, and it was like they had a fireplace with no fireplace. I saw Christians at their home, and they were in peace. They weren't worried. They were in peace, and they had warmth. It was the presence of God seemed to just be there. That either something happens where they're supernaturally, their power is kept on, somehow their heat can keep going. But God is about to do miracles in that month for this situation, okay? There's going to be miracles done. God is about to really do that. He doesn't share prophetic things without himself being revealed in the prophetic event. Remember, this is all because God wants to be shown. So when I was closing my eyes after seeing these straight line winds, I began to see darkness. And as I was looking at darkness, God started to show me homes in my vision, people in their living room, Christians who were on their knees, just sitting there praying, and they were in peace. But God was sent, I was feeling in the vision warmth in each of these Christian homes. Now, understand what I'm saying. These states who get touched by this power outage is going to be selective. It's not going to be the whole state. It's not going to be the whole city. Areas will be touched. There will be urban homes that will lose power, but it will not be everyone. Understand what I'm saying, okay? I'm making this prophecy very clear for a reason. I don't want people to panic and say, oh my, no, understand what I'm saying. Prepare. This is all preparation. To continue, so as I see this, the warmth in these homes. And I saw, it was many homes in my vision. It was all black, and then I just started seeing people in their homes, and they were in warmth. It was many of them. And after I saw that, which gave me peace and gave me an answer, because I was so like, man, this is crazy. I hear the Lord say, grace be unto you. After me seeing this, after seeing the vision, he said, grace be unto you. And that's all he said, which is very, very, that's our Lord. That's our Lord and Savior, man. So after seeing this, the Lord then showed me hunker down. He showed me after this hunker down, and he showed me a big, huge, massive anchor. This anchor was, there's no way a human could, this thing was like hundreds of feet tall. And he was showing me, let your anchor be sunk in the ground. He said, brace yourself, okay? Keep your anchor. My word stands still. It still stands, okay? This was the thing he was really urging me to tell you guys, is to keep your anchor down, hunkered. Understand the word of God. Understand that miracles happen. Understand the grace of the Lord. You understand? And got me a cup of coffee, y'all. You already know about me. Don't tell nobody, right? But anyways, he was saying, stay and hunker down and be still in the word. God was saying to me, my word is still above all of this. And those who hearken, those who bow down to my word, those who yield to my word, those who seek my word are going to see my word manifest. I'm telling you, God's going to keep power on for people. You may not even know God's doing it because you'll be stuck in your home. And you'll think everyone else has power when no one else does. And you'll be stuck in your house with power not knowing God is doing this. I actually encountered something this summer where God showed me, I'm going to keep your power on. Well, I heard a lot of power outages were happening. This stuff happens all the time. God owns weather. No matter, even if government's messing with it, God still owns it. So, there's more. As I got out of that vision of seeing the anchor, I hear the Lord say, go back and look into the vision. And then as I go back and look into the vision, I see this woman that I just described before. She had a hat, scarf. She was really layered. Like you would think she was layered for freezing weather, even if she had the mittens. But yet, as she walked, she seemed to walk aimlessly. As I'm watching, because, okay, here's a scenario. I'm in a neighborhood, and this neighborhood has to be maybe, let's say it's one of those old neighborhoods where we're all on the side of the roads. You have the one-story homes, right? And you have the big trees that have been there since 1950s that have grown since then, and they're just kind of just growing, all right? And there's that old, narrow two-way lane street that you can go in and out of this neighborhood. It's one of those old type of neighborhoods, okay? Kind of giving the picture. Everyone has their cars in the driveways. There's vegetation. Once again, just one of those old one-story type of homes, right? So I'm standing, and I'm literally there, guys. I'm standing in the middle of the street, and I'm in the perfect view to view everything. And as I'm viewing everything, that woman walks past me, and God has me hear her breath. And how she's breathing in and out. And it was the most driest air ever. I don't know how she was. I was wondering about her lungs could not have been well from breathing that dry air without lubrication. I understood she was walking aimlessly. It wasn't like she was trying to go home or she was trying to go anywhere. It was more like, what has just happened? This was her face. What has just happened? And when I looked at her and I watched, I'm like, I'm not understanding something here. There's something missing. This ice wave seemed to come so fast. This ice wave comes so fast off the West Coast. It seems to come up from Canada down. It seems to be a swooping from Northwest Canada and it swoops down down the Pacific, and it just kind of makes a beeline straight east from the West Coast, covering those states. And it happens so fast. It's because these straight lines winds carry all this cold air so quickly. So then, as I'm watching her, and she has nowhere to go, as I see she walks past me, I let her walk past me. I don't really pay attention to her. I take a more focus on the scenery, which is my importance that God has given me. And I see cars, new cars, nice cars, speed cars, frozen. I see the telephone poles and the power lines. There's cylinders of ice. There's no way it's working. All the trees are covered in ice. Of course, there's snow, but there's so much more ice than snow. I don't know if this is from layered waves. It seems like it was. It seems like this image and vision I was in at what stage of this storm, there had already been multiple waves of ice and snow, and it came one after another so fast that the power grid couldn't hold it. And because the power grid couldn't hold it, the technology, speaking to technology, decided to cut off some, replace some, do this here, and so forth, why the states were all scattered abroad. As that was taking place, I'm looking and I'm just observing. And as I'm looking, let me see what else I put. I said homes, sidewalks, I already said cars, like I said, telephone poles. I said, et cetera. Anything that could have been frozen was. The streets were in layers of ice. And this brought up another question as I was looking into this vision. I was asking the Lord, how in the world is there so much ice everywhere and there's no plowing? Every state has a funding system for weather. And all these states that seem to be affected by this weather should already have this funding, right? So I was seeking the Lord on this, like what is why? He then, as I'm in that neighborhood area, I feel in the vision that the Lord just picks me up and he just moves me and floats me out of the city. I mean, out of that neighborhood into a highway where I can see long hill and I can see downhill. So I can have a really good image of what he was showing me. As he was doing that and I'm floating there seeing, I can tell that the roads were covered in ice, but there were tire tracks through the roads. But the tire tracks were still under layers of at least an inch or two of ice and snow. So God was showing me there was plowing that had been done, but it was too much. There was too much. And because it was too much, the plowing did not succeed and they had to stop because the power went out. And so if the power goes out too long and the power has been out, no one's going to plow anything for obvious reasons, right? So this is what the Lord was revealing to me about that. Let me see. I said, I see the roads covered for miles. This wasn't just one section. This thing was covering for miles. I said, the power is off. And I hear the Lord say again, when wondering where the snow plows are, he said, because of no finances. I heard the Lord say that. He said, because of no finances, the plowing stopped. I'm like, okay. So I wrote that down, and then the Lord said this. This will be scattered abroad. And when he said this will be scattered abroad, I said, like I told you guys, this power outage goes from West Coast to – I said that – let me see. Like the states that God was showing me, because I was seeing so many states involved, like Washington State, these type of places. The Lord said, these states will be proven to what I have said and shared here. So for those who really want to know, I mean, some of you guys can ask me in chat if you want to know if it was a certain state or whatnot. I can probably tell you to look at the map. But God was revealing to me that all of these states that I just spoke, this area, this location. You won't need to really look at this state. You'll just know by the location. They will be proven right of what I said. And as I was talking to the Lord, because I was like, huh, this is coming really quickly. This happened so fast. Were people not ready? Could people get food? You know, the things I know you guys are wondering, was there food available? Could we get food? What could we do? You're in Colorado? Okay. The Lord showed me a quick vision that I saw many, 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 many grocery stores that were like lined up like assembly lines in a vision. All these different grocery stores. And what I knew God was showing me, these are grocery stores to symbolize multiple states having groceries and food. And I saw people in hundreds going to grocery stores, getting food, getting food, getting food, getting food. And so there's going to be a mad dash for food when this winter freeze comes, okay? For those in those states, pray about what God wants you to do. If you are in these states and you're going to be affected by them, just have a hand. But make sure to pray about it. You know, this is some time. And I know God gives prophecies early so we can pray early and seek the Lord early. So I did see that there's either going to be a huge run to the grocery stores. There's still going to be food. Don't be surprised that some of the food is expired. I said that the other week in my last live stream that there's going to be food in December, but make sure to check the expiration date because there's going to be a lot of letdown on certain foods, not all the food, in certain foods. There will be letdowns because they're going to be expired. So just be about that. So the Lord showed me, though, is that this hard-blowing cold air that will come on the land, many will still not be ready. Like I saw in that neighborhood, I saw not just that woman. She was the first one. But then other people around the outskirts of this neighborhood are just walking aimlessly like, what just happened? Understand? And think about what we experienced this year, guys. If you guys really don't understand like how crazy weather can get, we had weather that has been 100-year breaking records of 24-hour rainfall, feet of rain happening in places that don't get it. 12 inches of rain in a day. Okay, so this was just this summer. Even though it wasn't broadcasted for everyone to see, trust me, are dealing with that flooding. Just like in Florida, some places never got touched, but then some places got destroyed and demolished. Weather will shift and change very quickly. And I know for many of the people who are already listening to this, they already know I've been talking about for years that God's been showing me extreme weather is coming. Extreme weather is coming, okay? It's going to come. And so this is only to add on to what God has already told us. And I know many of you guys have your own personal confirmations about the weather. I am not the only one. I know you guys can share a whole bunch of stuff. So as I was seeking the Lord on after all of this, he said, many won't be ready. That's when I saw multiple states with grocery stores and there was a huge mad dash. Just be aware, guys, I would not wait. Because the way God revealed.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, mighty God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise your name. Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Brother Albi or Sister Lisa. Welcome to the Lord's Hour, my brothers and sisters. Shalom, shalom. Hallelujah. Shalom, shalom. Praise the living God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. Praise your name, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, Father God. Oh, God is so good. God is so good. I praise your name, Jesus. Welcome, welcome, my brothers and sisters in Christ. May God bless you, everyone who's listening in the Lord's hour. Hallelujah. Everyone who is in the air, in the chat room. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Welcome to the Lord's Hour, Sister Regina. She's always here in the chat room. May God bless you, a faithful woman of God. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. God is good. God is good, hallelujah, and his blessings endures forever and ever, his mercy endures forever. God, hallelujah, I pray and in the name of the Holy Lord Jesus that you will anoint me tonight and anoint my mouth, Lord Jesus, that I just speak, Lord, what you would like me to say, my Lord, tonight. Thank you, Jesus. It strengthens us, Lord Jesus. That is the message tonight, my brothers and sisters, that the Lord will strengthen us. Hallelujah. Because everything around us, chaos. But God is in control. Remember that. God is in control. Hallelujah. Nothing can move if God does not allow it. God is good and God is in control. And he blesses us. Hallelujah. And he comforts us. Hallelujah. And he strengthens us. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. Holy Spirit, come down with fire and power all over this place. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Minister to your people tonight, Jesus and Holy Spirit. I'm just a vessel, Lord. I'm your servant. Use me, Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. The glory be, hallelujah, for the Lord Jesus. Father God and the Holy Spirit, glory be, hallelujah. The glory be to you, Jesus. The glory, hallelujah, is yours always, Jesus and Holy Spirit of God. And thank you because I know you're here. I can feel your presence. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Don't worry, my brothers and sisters, whatever it won't come. God, hallelujah, will be with his people and he will protect his people. Hallelujah. He's strengthening us right now for the next events that are going to come. He's going to protect his. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because God loves his bride. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. And we love you, Lord. We love you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Praise be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I pray, Lord, that you will send angels to ministry, to touch your people tonight, to comfort them for whatever they're going through. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And in the mighty name of Jesus, I bind every demon from north, south, east, west, up and down, and I break their powers by the blood of Jesus and send them all to hell in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, come down with fire, 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 and power all over this place. Burn them up, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I thank you, Jesus. You, Lord, exterminate them, Holy Spirit. Exterminate every demon. A small, medium, or large, every principality will go now in the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, in the power of the Holy Ghost, in the power of the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. The power of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. fire, 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 fire from north, south, east, west, up and down. Fire, 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 fire. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. You are welcome here. Oh, Holy Spirit, hug us and comfort everyone who's listening. Hallelujah, tonight. Thank you, Holy Spirit, and deliver everyone who's listening tonight, Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit of God, oh, the great helper. Thank you for being with us, Holy Ghost. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God is good. God is good, hallelujah. I praise you, Jesus. Oh, I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Jesus. Oh, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit of God. Holy Spirit. God, thank you. Lead me. Minister your people tonight, Holy Spirit. Use me. I'm your vessel. Oh, Holy Ghost, you are so good. Bless everyone who's listening and deliver your people tonight, Holy Ghost. Oh, Holy Ghost, you are so good. And you are so powerful, Holy Spirit of God. Oh, touch your people tonight and heal your people. Heal your people, Holy Spirit, and help us to stay all of us ready, rapture ready. For the King is about to come. God, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Father God, thank you. Thank you for sending the Holy Spirit to all of us. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. Thank you for sending Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Oh, Father God. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Oh, Father. Lord. Cleanse all of us and purify us. Cleanse our soul, spirit, our subconscious, our mind, with your holy fire, with the mighty blood of Jesus. Oh, Lord. I can feel that Jesus, I can feel the Holy Spirit is embracing all of us and helping us to get ready for the rapture. But also for the things that are about to come. Thank you. Jesus. Oh, Lord. Help me, Lord. help me, Lord, to give your word tonight. Use me, Lord. It is not me, it is you, my Lord. Use me, Lord Jesus. Glory. Oh, your glory, Lord. Your glory, Jesus. It's yours forever and ever. Hallelujah. Shalom, shalom. Joseph in the chat room, may God bless you, my brother. Hallelujah. Oh, Holy Ghost. Thank you for being here. Hallelujah. Father, Holy Father God, in the mighty name of the Holy Lord Jesus, I pray that you will touch your people tonight and that you will minister your people. Give your word tonight, my Lord. Be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be in dread of them. For it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Deuteronomy 31 verse 6. For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power, love, and self-control. He did not give us a spirit not to fear, but to be strong, and not to worry, but to trust the Lord, and to focus on the Lord. Oh, I praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. What you see now on earth are the schemes of Satan. May the Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you, Satan! Sotaramas! For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, which are demons, principalities, and Satan, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places, and may the Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you all. Come down with fire and power all over the air, all over the atmosphere, all over earth, Holy Ghost. The whole armor of God, and be strong that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. These are days of evil on earth. Earth is dark. Oh, I praise you, Jesus. Yeshua. Against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places, we have to be on guard, prayed, and we have to trust the Lord. Hallelujah. I had a dream this morning. My dream was that people that were taking the vaccine again, they were about to turn. Again, the same thing, the same dream. And I saw this woman. She looked like possessed. and she was about to become something, someone. And I said to my family, and I raised my right hand, and I said, don't be afraid, because God is with me. And who can be against me if God is with me? Hallelujah. Who can be against us if God is with us? Who? Who? Who can be against us if God is with us? Hello, church. Oh, if we could only see the spiritual world. If we could only see just for 1 second, and then you can see the power of God. Hallelujah. Demolishing the enemy, demolishing all these spiritual forces of evil. And I said, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, because God is with me. And who can be against us if God is with us? I said that to my family, and then that woman was turning into someone or something. And I grabbed her legs, and I said, because God is with me. And I grabbed her legs. And that person done. It was dead. But it was not at all because of me, of nobody. It was because of the power of God. And God was showing me, and I said, have faith. Have faith. I said to my family, have faith. The Lord is telling you, have faith on the days to come. Have faith and stay firm and hold still. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And stand therefore, having fastened it on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart, as the word of God tells us, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make it straight your path. And straight your path. He will keep your feet together. He will keep your feet on the right track. He will keep, hallelujah, your mind, your soul being, hallelujah, on the right track. Just focusing and trusting in our Lord. Encourage us tonight to be strong in the Lord and the strength of his might. Casting everything that you have. Cast all of your anxieties to him. Because the Lord cares. The enemy doesn't care. Of course he doesn't. All he cares is about taking souls to hell, because that's all what he wants. But God, no. God cares for you. Run to Jesus. Come to the Lord. And we shall submit ourselves to God. And we have to resist the devil. Yes, everyone is going through something. Whatever it is, whatever problem it is, because you know what? The enemy is good at that. That's what he wants. He wants just to do what he is, evil. But we have to resist them, and may the Lord Jesus Christ rebuke him. We have to resist them. We should not be afraid. Why we should be afraid of the devil? Why should we be afraid of demons? Why should we be afraid of anything or whatever problem or circumstances or this disease or whatever it is tells you that you have terminal cancer? Don't be afraid and trust the Lord and ask Jesus to heal you. Say, Lord, I believe in you, and I believe in what the word of God tells me. Hallelujah. That by his wounds we're healed. Praise your name, Jesus! So I call upon the blood of Jesus all over me, all over my body, all over my body, and heal me, Lord! And remove this demon of cancer away from me, tell him. In the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach, hallelujah! Hallelujah! There's power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus. And there's power, hallelujah, of the Holy Ghost. There's power of the Holy Ghost. There's power, power, mighty power of the Holy Spirit of God, the living God. There's power. And nobody, no demon can resist that. And he will flee from you. Praise your name, Jesus. Also, the wicked will flee. Your enemies will flee because God is with you. When no one pursues, but the righteous are bold as a lion, says the word of God. So our mighty King, our mighty God, hallelujah, is so strong and powerful. So why should we be afraid? We should not worry. We should not be afraid. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Righteousness is his name, and justice, and holy. Hallelujah are the foundation of your throne, O Almighty God. Oh, my God, my Lord, my King. His steadfast of love and faithfulness, he will never fail you. Oh, hallelujah, he will never forsake you. He is with us until the end of time. He will be with us forever and ever. Hallelujah, and eternity. He always go before you. He always go before us. So it's strengthening. Mighty name, and ask for strength in it. And hallelujah, it will be given to you. Ask. Ask. And it will be given to you. Why? If we hear United Nations, that they are going crazy. The world is going crazy. Everything is going chaos. Let it be crazy. God is with us, and he is with his church. He is with his bride. He loves his bride. And he will protect his bride. And the bride is his. Hallelujah. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted. You have a brokenhearted. Hallelujah. You have a crushed spirit. He is near you. He is near you, hallelujah, and saves the crushing spirit, says the word God. Hallelujah. God is so good. call, thank you, Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit of God, it should not be grieved. But for joy of the Lord is your strength. Hallelujah. The joy of our Lord. The joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Nehemiah 10. Hallelujah. 2 Chronicles 15:7. But you take courage. Do not let your hands be weak. Don't let your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded. Hallelujah. Praise the living God. Oh, peace I live with you, says the word of God. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. He always encourages us also. Oh, he's good and encouraged, and let us be encouraged for our people and for the city of our God. And may the Lord do what seems good to him, and let the will of the Lord be done in our life, and let his, hallelujah, his will be always. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So if we confess our sins, hallelujah, he's faithful. He's faithful. Confess your sins, Father God. In the mighty name of the Holy Lord Jesus, Holy Father God, forgive me, Lord. Tell him I repent, my Lord. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Jesus, with your mighty and holy blood. Holy Spirit, hallelujah. Consume anything not of God. Deliver me, deliver me, Holy Spirit. Tell him tonight, deliver me. Deliver me. And he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's what the Word of God tells us in 1 John 1, verse 9. Because God cares. Because God cares. Because God cares. Because he cares. Because he's good. Hallelujah. So we have to become confident and of the Lord, because he is our helper, and we should not be afraid. We should not be afraid what the enemy can do. We should not be afraid about what demons can do. We should not be afraid of what men can do to us. The Word of God tells us, I will not fear what can men do to me. We should not be afraid at all of anything or anyone or spiritual. Because God is with us. And if God is with us, who can be against us? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What we need to do as a church is to be watchful. And we need to stand firm in the faith. Firm in the faith. And we have to focus on the Lord. I'm going to trust the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, 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 oh, my Lord. God is for us, who can be against us? Romans 8, verse 31, what then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? nobody, no one. Hallelujah. God showed me this in the morning. Because he's good. He's good. Oh, mighty King. Mighty God. That's who we are. We have our mighty God. Mighty King, the King of Kings, our Lord. Our Lord. Lord, you are awesome. You are so good. I'm so thankful, my Lord. I praise your name, mighty God, mighty King. You are King. You are Lord. Powerful. And the Holy Spirit, ooh, ooh, Holy Ghost, is our helper. Hallelujah. Our Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit of God, he is our helper. He helps us and he keeps us. Stay straight with God. He help us to stay firm with God. He help us in that we need. He help us with our faith. He help us with his strength. You are awesome, Holy Spirit. He deliver us. Hallelujah. He deliver us. Hallelujah. He protect us. Hallelujah. Oh, Holy Spirit, he comfort us. He comfort us. He guide us and he lead us to Jesus. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Oh, Holy Spirit of God. Holy Spirit of God, stay on the right track. He help us to stay ready for the rapture. He's holy. His name is Holy. Holy Ghost. Oh, I feel your presence, Holy Spirit of God. Oh, Holy Ghost, deliver your people tonight, Holy Spirit. Minister to your people tonight, Holy Ghost. Whom the Father will send in my name. Hallelujah. Father God, send the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. And he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance. He is our great rabbi, our teacher, and bring us remembrance all that that Jesus has said, all that I have said to you. John 14, verse 26, but the helper, the Holy Spirit, in whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. I thank you so much, Holy Ghost. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Give us our mighty Holy Ghost. Our mighty Holy Spirit of God. Oh, Holy Spirit of God. Oh, thank you for everything you have given us all this time. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost, giving us all this time. And you continue to be here with us. And you will continue to be here with us until the King comes. Right. Holy Ghost. He is our comforter. He is our strength. Ask always the Holy Spirit to help you with anything. If you don't understand something, yes, hallelujah, here to help you. Oh, God is so good. 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 God is so good, hallelujah. And the Holy Spirit of God is so good. The Holy Ghost is so good. Praise the Holy Spirit of God. Courage. Be strong. Be strong. Do not be afraid, because the Lord goes with you, and he will not leave you nor forsake you. Remember Deuteronomy 31 verse 6. Remember, when things go, and when you see chaos, and when things goes or gets difficult, remember Deuteronomy 31 verse 6. Be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be in dread of them. For it is the Lord your God who goes with you. Hallelujah! And he will not leave you or forsake you. I remember in another dream I had, the Lord spoke to me, and I heard him in my ear. And he said to me, daughter, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I'm always with you, and I'm always going to be with you. And I said, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord, I want you to be here with me. I want to see you, Lord. He said, I'm here. I'm always with you. And I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will bless you and I will provide for you. And he said those words 3 days later when my mom died. And I said, my God, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord, 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 please, Lord. And I continue to say that because, you know, we say that when we love the Lord. And I said, Lord, please don't go, don't go, don't leave me, Lord. Stay here with me, Lord. He said, he will never leave me or forsake me. And that's what he says to his church tonight, that he will never leave you or forsake you. His people, hello, church, he's talking to you. He will never leave you or forsake you. He will never leave you or forsake you. Where is your faith? Be strong. For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power, just the word of God, and love and self-control. Praise the name of the Lord. Oh, I love you, Lord, my King, my God, my Savior, Lord, my King. My Lord, stand firm in the faith. Be strong. Wait for the Lord. Wait for the Lord. I know, as we all ask, Lord, when are you coming, Lord? Lord, why are you taking so long? Lord, I want to be with you already in heaven because, you know, his church is ready and the church wants to get out of here. Right? We want to get out of here because it's just the world is going nuts and we're seeing problems here. We're seeing threats of nuclear bombs and missiles flying someplace and Russia sending missiles and then North Korea and all bunch of things. Wait for the Lord. Wait for the Lord. because soon we will be on the clouds. Let's wait for the Lord. Let's wait for our King, because He is imminent to come. So be strong and don't let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. Wait for the Lord return. And keep it up. Keep it up. Pray, pray, pray. Pray and fast. Pray, pray, pray. And stay watchful all the time. Wait for that King to come on the clouds, and he will meet us soon. Hallelujah. Then David said to Solomon, his son, be strong and courageous and do it. Do not be afraid and do not be dismayed. For the Lord God, even my God, is with you. He will not leave you or forsake you until all the work for the service of the house of the Lord is finished. Here's the answer. All the work for the service of the house of the Lord is finished. Until then, we patiently have to wait for our Lord. See, David was strong. And God, hallelujah, that's what He wants us, to be strong and courage tonight. Because the Lord knows, and He heard our prayers, and He hears our prayers, our mighty, mighty King. He hears the prayers that we want to go home. We want to be with our Lord and Savior forever and ever, and eternity, 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 forever and ever. And He wants us to be with us too. Hallelujah. I have said this thing to you, Sister of God, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation. Yes. Isn't that what we're seeing? Problems everywhere. But the Lord tells us to take heart, because He overcame the world. Remember, brothers and sisters in Christ? He overcame the world. So we have to overcome the world too. Yes. And we have to continue to be strong. We have to continue to wait for the Lord. We have to continue to pray. We have to continue to be patient. Strong and let your heart take courage. All you who wait for the Lord, all you who wait for the Lord, all you who wait for the Lord, be strong. Be strong and be patient. We can do all things through Him, because He is strengthening us. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 God is so good. I can do all things through Him who has strengthened me. I can do all things through Him who has strengthened me. This is the word of God in Philippians 4:13. Hallelujah. And then He tells us, trust in the Lord with all of your heart and do not lean on your own understanding, and all your ways acknowledge Him. And He will make it straight your path. He will make it straight our path. So we have to understand, our brothers and sisters, we have to acknowledge that. We got to rely on God. Rely on God. Trust in the Lord. Anxiety, however you feel, whatever you're going through, give it to Him, because remember, He cares. But the Lord wants us to trust Him. He wants us to trust him tonight. Okay, that's the message tonight. He wants us to trust in him. He wants us to rely on him. He wants us to focus on him. And he wants to give us a strength. Hallelujah. And the Lord will fight for you. And you have only, since the word of God, to be silent. Exodus 14:14. He will fight for us. So why should we be afraid? Why should we worry? Why should we be afraid? To me, and I will answer you, says Jeremiah 33:3. I remember having this dream too. I was in my aunt's house visiting her. I was visiting her. And the Lord spoke to me, and he said to me, call to me, and I will answer you, and I will tell you great and hidden things that you have not known. And the Lord told me this. Weeks later, he came to visit me. Jeremiah 33:3, I will never, never forget this verse. I will always remember this verse. And you should too. You should call up on the Lord. Call up on the Lord. And the Lord says it. He says that he will answer you. And he will show you. He will tell you. He will tell you. Great and hidden things have none known. So when we call up on the Lord. Excuse me. And we say it from our heart. The Lord, he will answer us. Life, the flesh is no help at all. John 6:63. It is the Spirit who gives life.
The Spirit is who gives you life. This flesh that we have is no help at all. Yeah, no, the flesh, what it actually, instead of helping what the flesh does, it's actually make you sin. See, the flesh wants things of the world, wants things from this earth. It's a struggle with the spirit and flesh. There's no help. The flesh doesn't help you with anything. It's just that we have to keep it. We have to keep it healthy. That's the thing with the flesh. That we have to keep the flesh healthy. Because of the flesh is the temple. We have to keep our flesh healthy. And we have to say, no to the flesh. To whoever or whatever the flesh wants. No. And how do we keep the spirit strong? By praying and fasting. And how do you make the flesh? How do you make that flesh not wanting things? Taking the spirit strong by praying and fasting and seeking the Lord. Hallelujah. That's how we can tell the flesh, no. The words that I have spoken, this word of God, to you are a spirit and life. Because God is, hallelujah, is life. And when he speaks the truth. When God speaks, hallelujah, he speaks always the truth. That's our God. It's life. That is why it's important to read the Word of God. Because when you're reading the Word of God, hallelujah, you are reading and you're listening the truth. And when you listen and you hear the truth, hallelujah, it is like food. It is like the fountain of life that you feel in your being. It fulfills you. It's life. The word God is life. So you rejoice in his word because his word is life. You rejoice, hallelujah, in his word because his word is peace. We rejoice in the word of God because it is powerful. And we rejoice in the word of God because it's life. And when there's life, there's no death. So when you die, when your body dies, when your flesh dies, your spirit never dies. This is for the friends that are listening tonight. When your flesh dies, your spirit lies in life. Life. Why? Because you have believed in Jesus. And because Jesus, hallelujah, was the only one who died for you, friend. And if you have believed, hallelujah, that Jesus is the Son of God, you will have life and you will never die. So that means your spirit will never die. When the spirit comes out of your body, Jesus will take it and will take it to paradise because you have believed in the Son of God. And the Son of God is Jesus Christ. Love you, Lord. Why, we rejoice in his word. We rejoice in our Lord always, again and again and again. And I will always rejoice because he's good, because he cares, because he loves us, because he will take us home. He will take us to his kingdom, heaven, the paradise. So I will invite you, friend, to come to Jesus tonight. And how that works is that you ask Jesus Christ to forgive you for your sins. I am so sorry. I repent. I repent for all kind and type of a sin that I have committed against you since the day that I was born until now, in the last second of the rapture, because Jesus will come again. And when he comes again, he will take us. He will take us home. That's why we say the last second of the rapture. Give your life to Jesus, because earth is going crazy right now. And you just want to stay right with God, and you want to give your life to Jesus, so then your name will be living in the book of life. Hallelujah. Abide in me, says the word of God in John 15:4-5. If the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, you cannot do anything without Jesus, see? Hallelujah. He tells us to abide in him because he is the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me, says the word of God. I am the vine. You are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, He, it is, that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. We cannot do anything without Jesus. The Word of God tells us. See, that's why you need Jesus in your heart. That is why you need, desperately need friends that are listening. God loves you. Give your life to Jesus because Jesus loves you and he cares for you. He will protect you and he will be with you when the things come, when the events or things that are going to get more severe here on earth, because we're seeing, right? Seeing right now what's going on with Russia, with North Korea, with Iran, United Nations, and all this, and on and on and on. A lot of things that are going to happen, right? So we want to stay, we want to be with Jesus. We want Jesus in our hearts. We need Jesus. We desperately need Jesus. Because without him, we cannot do anything. It is better to take refuge in the Lord, as the Word of God, than to trust in man. Don't trust man. Don't trust the government. Don't trust nobody. Trust the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Because the Lord will never betray you. He will never fail you. Man can fail you. Man can betray you. Man can do a lot of things that are harmful. But God, he will never do those things to you because he loves you and because he cares and because, hallelujah, he created you. If he wants you to be saved. He wants you to be saved. He wants to save you. He wants to take you to heaven. But to take you to heaven, you have to believe that Jesus, hallelujah, is the Son of Man. And that he was the one who came to die for you on that cross. Once you believe that and accept that, hallelujah, is the Son of God and our Savior, you will be saved. For I, the Lord your God, hold your right hand, says the Lord God. It is I who say to you, fear not. I am the one who helps you, says the Lord God. In Isaiah 41:13. And then the Lord encouraged us not to trust men, but to trust in the Lord with all of our heart. And he let us know. He let us know on and on and on. And do not lean on your own understanding. Because when we lean on our own understanding, we make the wrong decisions. We take the wrong path. So we have to lean on Jesus, to rely on Jesus. Without him, we cannot do anything. Amen. And here's a verse for you, my friend. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. John 3, verse 16. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God is so good, God is so good. Oh, praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God is so good. God is so good, hallelujah. You know, my brothers and sisters, when you pray to God, God, in the mighty name of your Son, Holy Lord Jesus, I pray that you will send archangels to back me up and to help me with a good fight. Immediately, as soon as you're done saying that, it will happen. You can't see them, but trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Trust in his word. What we confess, what we declare, with our mouths. Remember, whatever comes out of your mouth and you believe it will happen. It will happen because the Word of God tells us. Hallelujah. See, that's why immediately when we confess that our Lord Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and we believe and we confess that the Lord Jesus Christ is the Son of God, we have believed already, we have accepted him already in our hearts. And that's why you immediately feel that peace and happiness, and you cry, and then, you know, you rejoice. But why does that happen? Because the Holy Spirit immediately comes to you. And when you feel that peace and you feel that deliverance and you feel that healing and that comfort, that you say, whoa, I have never felt this way in my whole life. Why? Because only God, only the Holy Spirit, only Jesus can fulfill your life because he created you. That is why, because he created you. And he knows you, he knows us, he knows what we need. And as soon as that happens, you feel that joy, you feel that peace, and you're like, whoa, what a relief. Oh, how beautiful. Oh, I'm so happy. Only the Holy Spirit can do such a beautiful thing. Only the Holy Spirit can deliver you. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So that's why. Lean, rely on the Lord, trust in the Lord, okay? And then the Lord wants us also to pay attention to this verse, 1 Samuel 17:32-40. And David said to Saul, because the Lord wants us to continue to be strong, let no man's heart fail because of him. Your servant will go and fight with this Philistine. And Saul said to David, you are not able to go against the Philistine, a youth. And he has been a man of war from his youth. But David said to Saul, your servant used to keep sheep for his father. And when there came a lion or a bear and took a lamb from the flock, I went after him and struck him and delivered it out of his mouth. And if he rose against me, I caught him by his beard and struck him and killed him. Verse 36, your servant has struck down both lions and bears. And this, hallelujah, uncircumcised Philistine shall be like one of them. For he has defied the armies of the living God. And David said, the Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear will deliver me from the hand of the Philistine. And Saul said to David, go. And the Lord be with you. Then Saul clothed David with his armor, he put a helmet of bronze on his head and clothed him with a coat of mail. And David strapped his sword over his armor, and he tried in vain to go, for the head not tested them. Then David said to Saul, I cannot go with this, for I have not tested them. So David put them off. Hallelujah. Then he took hand and chose five smooth stones from the brook and put them in his shepherd's pouch. His limb was in his hand, and he approached the Philistine. That's trust in God, my brothers and sisters. Trust in God. David trusted the Lord right there, and he knew that he was going to finish him. He trusted the Lord 100% right there. And he went after him. And he was sure that he was going to exterminate him, because he knew that God was with him. That takes two in the Lord and faith. Woo, that was huge faith right there, my brothers and sisters, and that's what we need. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's exactly what the Lord wants us to have now in these days. He wants us to have our trust in him and faith. Faith. That was my dream. And my dream, I said, Lord, oh God, I am not afraid, and you should not be afraid, because God is with me. And who can be against me if God is with me? And my brother and sister, in that dream, I was not afraid at all. I was not afraid. But I remember that in the dream, to the niece, sister, I know she's listening to me, oh boy. I said, don't be afraid. I said, trust in the Lord. And ask the Lord, hallelujah, to give you faith. And I said, all of you, do you want to see? But I see the Lord allowed that to happen. The Lord allowed that to happen. And he let me have that dream so I could just come here in the Lord's hour and let you know about it. That the church has to have faith. We got to pray for faith. We have to say, Lord, strengthen our faith. Lord, strengthen us. Lord, help us to trust in you. Help us to put our trust in you, Lord Jesus. Because when I said, watch and see, I said in my dream, watch and see. The God is with me. And as soon as I grab this woman, you'll see this woman being finished, because it was turning. That woman was going to turn into I don't know what. My brothers and sisters, I just saw, oh my goodness, it was horrible. It was horrible. It was about to turn into something, but it was very powerful. And it looked like a possessed, you know, like a human being possessed. And then I just put my right hand on the woman's legs, and I said, watch and see, the God is with me, and he was, and he is, and he's still with me. I said, and you'll see the power of God, so don't be afraid. Why are you afraid if God is with all of us? Why are you afraid if God is with us? And then I remember putting my hands right there. That was it. It was the strength of the Lord. It was the strength of the Lord. So 1 Samuel 17:48-50, when the Philistine arose and came and drew near to meet David, David ran quickly towards the battle line to meet the Philistine. See, he went quickly. He went quickly. David, he was not afraid at all. That's faith right there. That is brave, have a lot of faith and trust in God. He, at that moment, he was trusting God. David ran quickly. He was not going slow. He went quickly to meet his enemy. Or the battle line to meet the Philistine.
And David put his hand in his bag, and took out a stone and slung it, and it struck the Philistine's forehead. So who was leading David? God. The stone sank into his forehead, and he fell on his face to the ground. Verse 50. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, and it struck the Philistine and killed him. So there was no sword, no other weapon. There was no sword or anything else in the hand of David. You see? So, who was his helper? God. Why? Because trust Jesus. You believe in God. Trust in the Lord. That's why it happened. That's why it happened. That his enemy died. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God wants us to be strong like David, to trust him like David did. Okay. Moments to come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when you pass through the waters, we pass through the waters. Not there yet. Second, okay, so when Daniel knew, here's another one. This is what the Lord is putting us, David and Daniel, okay? Daniel 6:10. When Daniel knew that the document had been signed, he went to his house where he had windows in his upper chamber open towards Jerusalem. He got down on his knees three times a day. Three times. Oh, hello, church. Hello, church. How many times? Three times a day. And prayed and gave thanks before his God. And what was he doing? He was praying and he was giving thanks to the Lord. Huh? As he had done previously. So prayer, 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 prayer. Church, pray, 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 pray. When you pass through the waters, Isaiah 43, verse 2, I will be with you. What is God telling us? That when we pass through the waters, we go through tough times, difficult moments, difficult times. God is going to be with us. And if God is with us, remember, we can be against us. And if we are weak, we are strong. Okay? So I will be with you, says the word God. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you should not be burned. And the flame shall not consume you. Mm-hmm. That is the promise of our Lord, because he cares. Because he cares. Amen. God loves us. So we need to be still. We got to be strong and know that God is God. And we have to exalt him. We have to rejoice in our Lord. God is going to fight for you. We just got to be still to wait upon the Lord. And the Lord, hallelujah, wait patiently for him. We have to wait patiently for our Lord. Amen. For God alone, all my soul, wait in silence. That's the word God in Psalm 62, verse 5. For my hope is from him. And God has plans. Oh, whoa. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I had another dream. Yeah. I had another dream that God was letting me know that God had plans for me for the month of December. I don't know. I don't know what it is, my brothers and sisters. But that's another dream that I had.
I don't know what is going to happen in December, my brothers and sisters, but I saw it in ripping letters. God has plans for you for the month. Whatever it is, that his will, I don't know what is going to happen. I don't know what it's going to be. I don't know. The Lord knows. So whatever it is in my life or any plans, or whatever plans God has for us, hallelujah, hallelujah, let his will be done, because he knows what is best. For I know, hallelujah, for I know, Sister Word God, brings into my memory, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare, and not for evil, to give you a future and hope. Amen. See, he's always thinking for us. He's going to give us a future, and he's going to give us hope. But we should not be anxious about anything as to what God tells us. Okay, so let's just request with thanksgiving, with a prayer, with supplication, and we have to let God know. And God is going, hallelujah, to answer us because he cares, because he cares. So for thou sent the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, this is the word God, in Isaiah 30, verse 6, and returning and rest, you shall be safe in quietness, and in trust shall be your strength. By you, where I'm willing. Teach me, O Lord. Teach me, tell him. Teach me, Lord. Teach me, Holy Spirit, and I will be silent. Make me understand how I have done great. Help me, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Precious, there will be peace. Will be peace, there will be strength, and there will be, hallelujah, trust and faith. Hallelujah, God is good, God is good. Almost done, my brothers and sisters. God gave me, a couple things to bring tonight. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently. But the Lord, here's another verse. That, oh, and he put this one in beautiful picture right here. A beautiful verse with a nice picture. Be still before the Lord and wait that away. We have to ask the Lord to give us patience, right? Because we really want the Lord to come. We all are eager. We are all want our beautiful Jesus to come. Okay? But we have to wait. We got to still wait until time. But we have to pray for patience. Lord, we need to be God in Jesus' name. We pray that he will give us patience. Give us patience. All your church. Give us patience. The Holy Lord keep us. We pray, hallelujah. We want patience, patience, patience. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. Romans 12:12. Galatians 6:9. And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. Let's not give up. We will not go and give up. We're just going to continue. Just like a battery, we're going to continue. We're not giving up, because the Lord will never give up. He will never give you up. He says it in his word that he's always with us, right? And he will never forsake us. He will never leave us. But we should never give up. We should continue to stay strong and firm and trusting in the Lord. Keep on going until they come. Amen? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience, Romans 8:25, and then with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, Ephesians 4:2. Hallelujah, Lord, give us humility. Lord, give us gentleness. Lord, give us patience. Hallelujah. Give us love to give to others. Father God, in Jesus' name we pray, hallelujah. be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Okay, love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant. First Corinthians, that's another good prayer to pray. Give us love, Lord Jesus. Give us kindness. Remove any envy from us, any boast, any arrogance. Remove all that away from us. But we don't not think that it is not good. And anything out of God, if you remove it, you can achieve. Amen. Deliver us, Holy Spirit. Deliver us. The Lord is my light and my salvation, of David, verse 27, Psalms 27. It's a beautiful verse. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. And whom shall I be afraid? When evil doors assail me, to eat up my flesh, my adversaries and foes, it is they who stumble and fall. Through an army encamp against me, my heart shall not fear through war arise against me. Yet I will be confident. Thank you, Lord. Help me with English here, Lord Jesus. One thing have I asked of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Holy Spirit, thank you for helping me. Thank you, Holy Spirit. For he will hide me in his shelter. In the day of trouble, he will conceal me under the cover of his tent. He will lift me high upon the rock. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. And I will offer in his tent sacrifice. With the shouts of joy, I will sing and make melody to the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hear, O Lord, when I cried aloud. Be gracious to me and answer me, my Lord. You have said, seek my face. My heart says to you, your face, Lord, do I seek. Yes, my Lord. Hide not your face from me. Turn not your servant away again. My Lord, have mercy on me. O you who have been my help, cast me not off, forsake me not. O God, O my salvation, for my father and my mother have forsaken me. But the Lord will take me in. Thank you, Jesus, for doing that. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me on a level path because of my enemies. Give me not up to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have raising against me, or raising against me, and they breath out violence. I believe that I shall look upon the goodness of the Lord, upon the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Hallelujah. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. Return. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for helping me. Without you, I am nothing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. God is good. 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 I was going to bring some prophecy, but I'm going to hold on to it because I feel, hallelujah, the God wants me to concentrate on this and share prophecy next time. Remind me, my brothers and sisters, I don't want to forget. I'm going to write it down here and I'm in my notes. Next time when I come, God willing. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God is good, God is good. Because when I say something, I have to bring it out with Jesus. Okay. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much, and thank you, Holy Spirit, for being here. Thank you for embracing. Thank you for your love and courage. Tonight, we spell your love, and we spell for Jesus. All of your love.
in all that you do care for us. And to give us a strength and to teach us to trust in you and to rely on you. And not to lean on our own understanding, but to lean, Lord, and empower our faith and strengthen us, Lord Jesus, by faith and then all strong men, the Word of God and the Bible, as we have them in the temple, to be strong and to trust in the Lord. Because when we do trust in you, Lord, all things go, they work well. All things go well. Everything goes trust. Everything will go well. We should not trust men. We should trust you, my Lord. And that's what the Lord wants us. The Lord wants us to trust in him. Do not trust. Don't trust man. Trust the Lord Jesus Christ. And every circumstance that you're going, every problem, every tribulation, any difficulties that you're going, driving, trust the Lord. They will work good. They will get better. Put your eyes and trust in the Lord. The Lord will help you, and the Lord will deliver you, and the Lord will give you according to your needs. He will provide for you and do the best. Amen. So we pray, Holy God, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you so much for giving the Holy Spirit, for having, hallelujah, our Lord and Savior, hallelujah, King of Jesus. To him be the glory and the honor of the Holy Spirit. And thank you so much for sending in Archangel. You are good, and you are powerful, and you're going to help. And we know things are good, and things are going to get, hallelujah, better in our lives, whatever circumstances, whatever problem you're going through, so take it. Amen, because he cares. He cares. And for the things to come, don't be afraid. Don't worry about it. Just trust in the Lord. And the Lord will protect you. The Lord be with you. He will be with you. He will be with us. The church, God is going to be with you. Okay, so we should just trust the Lord. Rely on him. Lean on him. He will give us faith. He will give us strength. Very, very powerful and beautiful gift. In the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Holy Father, we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. May God bless you, my brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Thank you for being here. May God bless you, and don't give up, my brothers and sisters. Brother Joseph, Sister Regina, may God bless you abundantly and protect you. Hallelujah, everyone else who's listening in the air, may God bless you, my brothers and sisters, and shine his face upon us. Amen. Because he cares, he loves us, and keep looking up, because the King is, hallelujah, bow to come. Amen. Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I almost forgot last week at work, my brothers and sisters, it was in the morning. I was in the lab. I was working with some models. Because I'm a dental assistant, for those that don't know. So I'm working on some models. Brothers and sisters, I heard
that shofar, and I'm like, oh my goodness, is it happening? Oh, and I heard that shofar, my brothers and sisters, I even look up on the ceiling, and it was just only me there in the lab, thank goodness. And I just look up to the right hand. It was on the right side. I heard on the right side. And I heard the sound of the shofar. And I'm like, oh, it's happening. It's happening right now. Oh my goodness. Please don't get me wrong. Nobody knows I'm dead in the hour. I just heard the sound of the trumpet. And then that was it. I heard it just once. Then I'm like, I was shocked. And then I got out of the lab. And nobody heard anything, just me. And I continued walking. You know, everyone was doing their own business. And I'm like, oh my goodness, Lord, I repent, Jesus, I repent from all type and kind of a sin that I committed against you since the day that I was born until now, on the last second of the rapture, my Lord, I'm sorry, I repent. And the Lord, let me know. I'm about to come, daughter. I'm about to show up. And that's the great message that I have, my brothers and sisters. I heard it, and I know, my brothers and sisters, that is going to be, that's exactly how it's going to be when the rapture happens. We're going to hear that beautiful sound of the shofar, and we're going to be lifted up, my brothers. So the Lord allowed me, He allowed me to hear that just a couple seconds, and I got so excited. And I said, Lord, oh my Lord, why did it happen? Oh Lord, I was so happy. Patience, daughter. Oh, my brothers and sisters, stay rapture ready. Hallelujah. We don't know the date and the hour, only Father God knows. But I am telling you, we have never been so close right now with everything happening, with threats of nuclear bombs, with missiles flying everywhere from North Korea, from Russia, from here and there, and threats in here and threats in there. My brothers and sisters, we're very close. We're very close. Yes, there are more events to happen, but it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Everything's going to happen quickly. I'm telling you, God is coming. Get ready. Get rapture ready. Get your house in order and keep looking up because the King is coming back. Hallelujah. Praise the living God. All the glory and the honor to you, Jesus. Hallelujah. May God bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. My brothers and sisters, thank you for staying here tonight. Until next time, my brothers and sisters, continue to pray for me. For our family, Pastor Elby, everyone else who comes here in the Lord's hour, because my brothers and sisters, the enemy is doing his things. It's sometimes a little bit difficult, and so continue to pray for us, because there's a battle, there's a constantly battle, my brothers and sisters, that we're dealing with every day. But our time to be rejoiced. Hallelujah, with our King is about to happen. So we need to stay ready. Gotta stay ready, amen. At all times, like the Word God tells us, be watchful, be ready. Don't let your guard down. Don't give up. Don't give up. Just continue to go. Continue to stay right with God and trust in the Lord, amen. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. May God bless you, my brothers and sisters. Shalom, shalom. Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah.
There's a peace I've come to know. Though my heart and flesh may fail, There's an anchor for my soul. I can say it is well. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. The victory is won. He is risen from the dead, and I will rise when He calls my name. No more sorrow, no more pain. I will rise on eagle's wings before my God. Fall on my knees and rise. I will rise. There's a day that's drawing near, when this darkness breaks to light, and the shadow